If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday. And we're here to bring you the program so that it'll build up your faith and help you to deepen your faith in service to Christ. We're talking here this week with Olivia Pellegrino, who is one of our cantors at Mass, and she's also a student, master student now, at Boston University, seeking a master's in her musical career, and she's been telling us all about it. She is studying vocal performance. And so right now, as we switch over to the program, I asked her about if she had any participation or any involvement in musical theaters.
I did a lot of musical theater in high school.
Did you?
So I did a lot of just regular theater and musical theater in high school. Mm-hmm. I started off at Bishop Sullivan Catholic High School, which is just Catholic High School now, doing things like Greek tragedies. And there was a show that our director at the time, our theater teacher, Mr. Clarkson, he wrote a show for us to do.
Really?
It was called Finding Amelia. It was a very interesting show about Amelia Earhart. It was very cool. And what else? We just won like little things. We would like win theater competitions. I was Ariel in The Little Mermaid Junior my senior year.
Were you really?
Yes, I was. I had to wear that awful red wig. Yeah, but it was just a joy to do. As long as I'm singing, I'm happy. It doesn't have to be classical. It can be just about anything, and I'm just so happy as long as I'm able to be singing and doing music.
Just so you know, at the end of the month of May, I'm going to see Come From Away. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Come From Away.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's if you know the story at all.
Actually, I don't.
It's the story of Gander Airport up in Nova Scotia. I guess it's Nova Scotia, Halifax area. Mm-hmm. When 9/11 happened and they closed the American airspace, a lot of planes from Europe had to land at Gander until they figured out what was going to happen. So it's a true story.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story. And so you have a population of 9,000 people have to find a place to put, of 7,000 people have to find a place to put 9,000 people who arrived on these airplanes. So 34 arrived. So it's a whole story about that. And it's a musical. So I haven't been to a musical in a while, but so we're going to see that. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, musical theater. That's so tell us about bringing your faith in the midst of all of this here in the Boston area, Boston University, Boston Conservatory, and Berkeley. And how does that play itself out?
Well, I've always had, I've always kind of just kept going to church and really, been very much just like, with my own faith, I guess I just, There were a couple friends actually I had in undergrad. We would go to church like as a group sometimes. Wow. There were definitely like some church groups at Berkeley. Like we would go. I know me and one other friend I had would go to multiple churches like around the area. We would even go to the that little church inside the Prudential Center.
Oh yeah, same order as as the Eucharistic Shrine.
Yes, yeah. So we would go there, and you know, when I did have time, I was going frequently, and then of course I go to church pretty much every Sunday. Of course at like St. Anthony's, and I sing at St. Columbkill's as well. Keeping the faith there and mm-hmm. continuing my vocation and my call to God.
You know, it's fascinating because you see some of the actors in Hollywood who will go to church, or some other, you know, people will go to church. One of my favorite things to keep in mind is, where is it? St. Patrick's Cathedral has mm-hmm. the Adoration Chapel all the way in the back. And it's fascinating to see people from Fifth Avenue and from Wall Street and everything go in there just to stop in during lunch. It's fascinating to see people who just doing whatever they do, such as yourself, also getting involved in the faith, but not making it a big, pardon the expression, big show.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it doesn't have to be a big show, you know, and I don't think it should be, because your faith it's not something that should be, you know, blown out of whack. Because I don't know, for me, it's something that I've always had, something mm-hmm. that I've grown up with, something that I believe in. And I just stay true to myself. Mm-hmm. And I stay true to my own beliefs.
Sure.
And I think people who really, you know, put it out there, absolutely good for them. But I like to keep, I'm someone who kind of keeps to myself anyway, you know, but it's no secret. I go to church and I'm Catholic and it's, you know, my thing. And if people don't agree with that, well, that's not none of their business, you know?
Right. Right.
Well, people can choose to do whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And of course there are some people of great faith who are in various occupations, including opera, and the name escapes me. It's one of those names that I should know. Blind singer.
Oh, it's Andrea Bocelli, isn't it?
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know who also is very Catholic about his faith.
You know, they're being open about your faith. You know, I don't think that's something anyone should have to hide. I think being open about it and, you know, yeah, I'm Catholic and I love God and I do this for God and, you know, this is my life.
Interesting enough, too, that you come from Virginia Beach, which is the home of CBN.
Yes. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. When I first looked into getting into religious broadcasting, actually that was the first thing I did. I drove down to Virginia Beach to see CBN.
Mm-hmm.
To see
awesome.
What they had going on.
Yeah.
Actually, it was easier to drive to CBN than it was to Irondale, where EWTN is, because that's way over in Alabama, and CBN is just straight south. We're going to talk more with Olivia Pellegrino in our final segment tomorrow, same time here, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And, of course, also, if you listen to us on our podcast platform, you can check that out. And we are here at Catholic Audio Media. Just look us up and your favorite podcast platform. It's one word on most of them. It's three words over at Spotify, but you might have to scroll a bit, but you'll find us. So and subscribe and also comment if you'd like. That really helps when you do both of that. And also at Catholic Audio Media, you can see what other podcast platforms we are. You can also see our social media pages and things like that. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday. And of course, one of the things we just talked about was about living your faith in whatever occupation you do. And you don't have to make a big show of it. You're just basically living your faith, because if you are living your faith, then as there is no need for a big show, but it will show. It's one of the things I teach all the time on Sundays. Just by living your faith and you allow the work of the Lord to work through you, you know, you can't hide your faith if you're living it. And it's not that you don't walk around with a t-shirt. You don't have to walk around with a t-shirt that says, "Hi, this is who I believe in, Jesus." You don't have to do that. But if you are living your faith, people will know one way or another. It's always an important distinction, and that's what we're called to do. So it's a very powerful and thing that we're called to be rooted in our faith and to live it, but we don't necessarily have to make a big show of it. Sometimes a big show can be a distraction, to be honest with you. And if you wear like a huge t-shirt or whatever, and you tend to be obnoxious, well, that's a counter sign, and that doesn't do very well either. I've met a few of those. Maybe I've been that once in a while. In the meantime, we're going to talk more tomorrow right here on WROL and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.